All right, we'll start with Orion on this one. The municipality has been meeting with the State Department of Environmental Conservation and other stakeholders on the contamination in the Oar Basin. What approach should the borough take to cleaning up that contamination? Who do you think should pay for the cleanup?
I think White Pasco should pay the lion's share of it.
That's all you have to say?
I mean, that's, if you want a short answer, that's what I would tell you. I think the city should participate. I think ADA should take a big part in fixing the ship loader, since they are the ones who have let that thing gone to pieces. There's holes in the side of it. And then the city, you know, is probably going to have to pay most of the dock repair, which is going to have to go hand in hand with cleaning up the harbor. But you know, last 60 years, there's been, you know, the White Pass has had that lease, and I think White Pass should have to pay the lion's share of it.
David?
I think that the city should take the lead position in the cleanup. We've been waiting too long for something to happen, and the city is the owner of the land. Now, the responsible parties for the contamination can be identified, and I'm sure probably mostly have been, through core samples. And this is an issue that I don't think does anybody any good to try to say who's responsible and who's not. I think at some point it could very well be a legal issue. And so the city takes the lead. They facilitate the cleanup. And then there's engineering studies on who the responsible parties are for the contamination, and it goes to court, and they can divvy it up as they see fit. But the city should not be paying for $8 million of a $10 million cleanup. In my mind, that's ridiculous. The city is not a polluter. And if they are in some kind of way, they would be a small one. So we shouldn't be paying a considerable amount of money just to try to facilitate this cleanup. There's probably better ways to do it.
Tim?
Well, I agree that the city shouldn't be paying the majority by far. The railroad needs to negotiate, and they're willing to negotiate, but I think that when all's said and done, the railroad is responsible for the lion's share as well. I would like to have a second opinion down there on whether or not we can get some sort of suction dredge to get some of that contamination out of there without taking the dock out immediately, if that's possible. We haven't got a second opinion. It's been shot down a couple times when I've mentioned that, so I would like to see if that's possible. If not, then go forward with removing the dock and taking the contamination out. But it seems to me, in this day and age of technology, we should be able to. That whole peninsula was built with a super sucker dredge, and it was brought up from the bottom, and that was all underwater at high tide, where Petro Marine and the Temsco helicopters and the ore terminal. That was all underwater at high tide when I was a kid. So, you know, they have means back then to do a lot of movement of material. Dewatering and decontaminating is another issue, but I think we should look at all avenues and definitely take the lead. If we don't, the regulatory agencies are going to make us do it. And they're going to give us a timeline and say this will be done such and such. So I hate to see a big court battle go years and years. I'd like to see it get cleaned up.